Welcome to the Sports Report for Thursday, January 26th. I'm Mark Daniels. We'll start with the Milwaukee Bucks. A quality win for Milwaukee as they beat the best in the West, the Denver Nuggets, at Pfizer Forum, 107-99. Granted, the Nuggets playing without Nikola Jokic, the two-time MVP, sitting out the second end of a back-to-back. But Giannis Antetokounmpo, who won the two MVPs before Jokic, went out for 33 points and 14 rebounds. Head coach Mike Budenholzer on another strong night from the Greek Freak.
Felt like he could have had more, to be honest with you. So, you know, he just, I think, was aggressive and they played physical, you know, felt like they weren't going to put him on the line, make him earn it. And, you know, I think overall 15 for 22, you know, I bet, you know, he probably would like a couple more, but the shot looked good. The free throw looked good tonight.
Jrue Holiday added 22 and Pat Connaughton, strong game, 19 points and 12 rebounds. Bucks a little shorthanded too. Bobby Portis is on the shelf for at least a couple of weeks with a sprained MCL in his knee. He's got a sore ankle as well. So Connaughton knew he'd have to pick up the slack on the glass.
I tried to do my best Bobby impersonation. And, you know, like I said, the energy, Bobby and I are similar in the way we approach the game. And so to be able to step in and rebound the ball, like you said, I take more pride in that, trying to make those winning plays. The shots will come, but the rebounds are something that we're going to have to stress and have to focus on while he's out, because he gobbles up a lot of them.
Bucks now 31-17. They stand third in the Eastern Conference, 3.5 games back of the Boston Celtics, who are idle. Philadelphia half game in front of the Bucks for second. They defeated the Brooklyn Nets 137-133 in Philly. That's six in a row. Tyrese Maxey leading the way with 27 points. He says we got the result we needed.
We didn't really play good. You know, they shot 60% from the field, I think Coach Doc was saying. So, but at the end of the day, those games are the ones you have to tough out and grit out.
And they gritted it out. The Indiana Pacers, who are next for the Bucks in Indianapolis tomorrow night, they fell to the Orlando Magic 126-120. Portland Trailblazers get 60 from Damian Lillard in beating the Utah Jazz 134-124. That is the fourth 60 or more game in Lillard's career. Golden State Warriors beat the Memphis Grizzlies 122-120. Jordan Poole hitting the layup with 1 second left to play for Poole and the defending champs. Another tight one.
We've been in a lot of these situations, actually, the past couple weeks, and we've closed some. We haven't closed some, but we're learning through all of this as a team, and we were on the right end of that tonight.
Steph Curry led the way with 34, although he was ejected in the fourth quarter. A little out of character, but he tossed his mouth guard into the crowd and got thrown out of the ballgame. Wizards get 33 from Kyle Kuzma, beating Houston 108-103. Minnesota over New Orleans 111-102. Anthony Edwards with 37. Atlanta outscored Oklahoma City 137-132. It was Toronto, a 113-95 win in Sacramento. And the Lakers welcomed Anthony Davis back. He'd missed 20 games with a foot injury and led LA with 21 in a 113-104 victory over the San Antonio Spurs. Now to college basketball, where the Wisconsin Badgers continue to slump. They fell at Maryland 73-55. Jameer Young leading the Terrapins with 22 points. Connor Asijan topping the Badgers. The freshman had 19. Tyler Wall with 13. Chucky Hepburn only 3. Head coach Greg Gard says defense didn't travel very well to College Park for this one.
You know, we didn't make it any more difficult on them specifically, even in the first half, even though it was tighter at halftime. I thought we just were too passive in the paint, stopping dribble penetration, even in post play with Reese. In the second half, you know, that barrage that we got hit with at the start of the half, we could never recover from that. And the vast majority of that was at the rim.
And the Badgers have now dropped 4 out of 5 and stand 4-5 in the Big Ten, 12-7 overall on the season. They will host Illinois on Saturday. It was number 2 Alabama beating Mississippi State, barely 66-63. Third-ranked Houston, no trouble with Central Florida, 82-71. Number 4 Tennessee ripped Georgia, 70-41. In the Big East, 12th-ranked Xavier over number 20 UConn, 82-79. And number 21 Providence beat Butler, 79-58. Texas A&M upsetting number 16 Auburn by a score of 79-63. Green Bay Phoenix men beginning a new era after Will Ryan was fired as head coach earlier this week. Assistant Freddie Owens, the interim coach, taking them the rest of the way. They'll be at Northern Kentucky on Thursday night, just 2-19. Green Bay ranked 360 out of the 363 Division I programs. Athletic director Josh Moon, in an interview with Scott Vitzy of the Green Bay Press Gazette, says we needed a change in leadership, but he also admits this program, once proud and a solid mid-major program, has got a lot of work to do, beginning with the financials. He admits minutes. The $175,000 a year salary for Ryan is not enough. It pales in comparison even in Horizon League circles. And he's asking for help with alumni and businesses to step forward and help lead the transformation of this Phoenix program to get them back into prominence. The Milwaukee Panthers sharing the Horizon League lead at 8-2. They are at Wright State on Thursday night. Women's college basketball, Wisconsin beating Valparaiso 59-44 in a non-conference game. Julie Pospisilova going over 1,000 points in her career, 28th Badger gal to do it. Wisconsin up 7-14 on the season. St. Norbert women defeated Milwaukee School of Engineering on the road 67-51. Olivia DeClean with 17. They are 15-3 and a perfect 11-0 in the NACC. Also in the NACC, the Lakeland women beat Marion 76-51. Kirsten Sauerbrei with 23. Muskie gals 9-9. Overall, 7-4 in conference play. Green Bay Phoenix women, right in the thick of it in the Horizon League race. They will host their in-state rival Milwaukee at the Crest Event Center Thursday night at 7. On the ice, it was Ottawa getting by the Islanders 2-1. Toronto, a 3-2 overtime win over the New York Rangers. Mitch Marner netting the game-winning goal.
Tried to come over the blue line, decide, you know, what I was going to do, try to slow the play down, see if anything was going to open up, and so I had my own little lane and tried to take it.
And he took it, made it. Carolina overtimes Dallas 3-2. Columbus a 3-2 overtime win over Edmonton, and the Seattle Kraken a 6-1 victory over the Vancouver Canucks. We're drawing closer to the conference championship games. Four teams still vying for a trip to Super Bowl 57. It will start Sunday afternoon at 2 o'clock with San Francisco in Philadelphia. 49ers Christian McCaffrey and Deebo Samuel did not participate in practice on Wednesday, but they are expected to play, as is defensive lineman Charles Omenihu, despite his arrest on a misdemeanor domestic violence charge last weekend. The nightcap on Sunday will be Cincinnati at Kansas City. All eyes on Patrick Mahomes with that high ankle sprain suffered against Jacksonville last weekend, but he was a full participant for the Chiefs on Wednesday's practice, and he told reporters he is ready to go. Australian Open semifinal set. For the women, it will be Anya Sabalenka taking on Magda Linette, Yelena Rybakina against Victoria Azarenka. And on the men's side, Novak Djokovic taking the last American standing, Tommy Paul, and Stefanos Tsitsipas against Karen Khachanov in the other men's semifinal. And there's your sports report. I'm Mark Daniels.